Blog Talk Radio.
Out of your house.
Amen.
That is true. I actually play that song on Thursday nights as well. And I know people, I don't want you to be confused because tonight is Tuesday and it's girlfriend night. So grab your girlfriends, grab your coffee, your tea, your glass of wine, get on your phone, get on your computer, and let's just do some, let's just do a slumber party. We want to encourage and empower and educate one another. We want to connect. We want to entangle ourselves with one another. We want to let down all the walls that we have been building against our sisters, against other women, the things that we've learned from our youth to not trust one another, to backbite and talk bad about one another. We're healing from those areas because you know what? When we step over the line and call ourselves women, you know, women of God, but when we call ourselves women, we're supposed to put away girlish behavior.
Childish things.
Yes.
That's what the word of God
says. And that's what the word of God says, is that when you become a woman, and I mean the word of God says man, but but when you become a woman, you put away childish behavior, that girlish, that little girl that want to act out. And so tonight's show,
which is unity in the kingdom, being kingdom-minded, we are definitely going to talk about being kingdom-minded tonight. I've been telling people for some time now, I think probably since the beginning of the end of last year, God is doing a restructuring in the kingdom. He's definitely doing a restructuring, a rebuilding. He's tearing some things down, building some things up. He's really just shifting the atmosphere, shifting our thought pattern in the kingdom. And one of the things that God has just really been impressing upon me is staying kingdom-minded. And when you think about staying kingdom-minded, you have to really go into the Word. You have to begin to really break up the Word and chew on the Word and contemplate on the Word and get that Word inside your spirit. A lot of times we'll go through fasting and praying, and when we're consecrating ourselves, we'll read the Bible. But when we read the Bible, are we reading unto understanding, or are we reading because we think that it's giving us it's part of our consecration? And so God is really saying, I want you to really get this when it comes to being kingdom-minded. I want you to really operate in the kingdom principles. And one of those things that he's pressing is unity in the kingdom. Because we all know, even by the world standard, a house divided against itself will fall all day, every day.
Yes.
There's no way that a house that is divided against itself can get anywhere in this world. You can't even get to the next level because you're divided against yourself. And God does not want the kingdom to continue being divided against itself. We are to expand. We are to enlarge our territory. We are to live out. We are to go out into the land and possess this land. God is calling for us to be the example, not the unordinary thing in the world, in a sense of when they look at the kingdom, we're not doing anything. We're supposed to be the extraordinary thing in this world. When they look at the kingdom, they're supposed to be like, wow. The world is supposed to be like, wow, I wish I could do the things that the kingdom is doing.
Exactly.
And we're not living that out. And we know God is too big for that. And God is saying, it's time. It's time.
You know, as you were saying that, you know, we're speaking to the women, and we know that the kingdom is built, it's neither male nor female, nor Jew nor Greek, but tonight we're talking to our sisters. Can we talk to you tonight? Are you willing to just interact, connect, entangle yourselves tonight with us here on Woman to Woman? You have Minister LaDonna is in the house, and Coach D is in the house, and we are transitioning, but we are blessed, and we are ready to entangle ourselves with our sisters out there in our virtual audience. The Bible, the women in the Bible, if you read through the Bible, woman after woman, I mean, I could name some that you know, just a few. You know, we could talk about the Mary and the Elizabeth and the Sarah and the different women, you know, the Sarahs and the Ruths and the Naomis and all these different women that played major parts in the Bible. They were the thread of the Bible. And so the women are important. It was a woman that birthed the Savior. So we are important, and so we got to get rid of the pettiness. We got to get rid of the backbiting and the, you know, and the competition and the jealousy and the envy and all these other things. And so we're going to talk tonight, as Minister LaDon talked about, is kingdom-minded. And if you have paper and pencil, this might be a good time for you to jot down, because we got some very, very interesting things that we're going to talk about tonight. And then we're going to open up the lines because we want to talk to our sisters. We want to engage with you. We want to share ideas. No longer hiding ideas because we're scared somebody else might do it better than us. But we are on assignment. Mm-hmm. And so whatever you need as my sister, I got it for you. And whatever I need as your sister, I should be able to get it from you. We should be a wealth of resources to one another. We should be networking. We should be collaborating. We should be encouraging
and empowering
one another. And so one of the things we're going to go through tonight, well, we got a lot to go through tonight. I'm excited. But I'm really excited, Minister LaDon, about I was reading actually on Ministry Today. And ironically, I just happened to be reading Ministry Today, as I do on a lot of days. And I knew the show. We normally know what our show is going to be weeks in advance. And God would have it that I'm on Ministry Today reading it. And what pops up? But 10 essentials needed to fulfill your kingdom assignment.
And so this is just talking about how do we know that we're on assignment, right?
How do you know you're in order? Because I started reading this, and I was tickled, because as I started reading it, I started comparing. I started, you know, looking at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's up to us to examine our own selves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We really do. Because I always used to say, jokingly, I check myself, so you'll never have to check me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I was looking at this, and I got excited, I have to say, because as I began to read these 10 things that help us to understand if we're on assignment, I was like, woo, I'm on assignment. I missed it in a couple of the areas, but for the most part, I'm on assignment.
Okay.
And so the first thing we're going to deal with is high-level intercession.
What do you mean by that, high-level intercession?
So, in this, I was like, okay, you know, my first thing is high-level intercession. I'm laughing because, you know, as we're doing the show, we get texts, we get chat messages because people are listening in online, and people are listening in. And so, yes, I'm going to say it again. Coach D did tell you to grab your girlfriend, grab your tea, your coffee, your glass of wine. No gin and juice. No gin and juice. That was a question. So I'm saying, let's keep it light, you know. I want you to be able to stay kingdom minded. I want you to be able to really get this, because I think it's going to really be exciting. I'm so excited. So the first one, number one, ladies, you can get your pens and your paper, keep notes, because this is going to be dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what level of ministry you're in. Whether you are a pastor or you just sitting in the pew, it doesn't matter. We all have an assignment.
Amen.
And this, what we're getting ready to go over right now, is truly going to be a blessing, because it's going to tell you if you're in assignment. And if you're not, don't fret, because if you're not in assignment, then this is also going to tell you what you need to do to get an assignment. Because sometimes to be an assignment, we got to let go of some stuff.
Okay, so this is telling me what I need to be powered up in assignment.
Yes.
My power pills while I'm in assignment, that's going to keep me on assignment while I'm in assignment.
Right. So the first one is a high-level intercession. And this one is basically in Daniel 10 through 12, so chapters 10 through 12. In Ephesians chapter 6, we find that there are high levels of demonic entities called principalities that rule whole nations and or empires. These are the highest ranking demons under Satan that control the political, economic, and social systems of the world through ideology. Okay.
Worldview.
And worldview. Perfect. Let me give you an example. Do you have an example here, Minister?
Well, you know what? I can use social media as an example, because sometimes we get so caught up in social media, and we're anybody who's listening that used to go to the club, they used to call it parking lot pimping, where after the club you get in the parking lot and you're portraying yourself to be a certain way, and so you're living up to this world view of, by the time we get to the parking lot, I'm getting into this expensive car, I'm watching everybody walk, I'm trying to make everybody think that I really just have it going on, and when I finally make it back to home, this is a car that I may have rented for the evening,
yes,
or for the week, the clothes that I have on, maybe I borrowed my homegirl's shirt, my homegirl's dress, whatever the case may be, but I'm living up to this worldview, this secular worldview, and while I'm living up to this worldview, it's not a godly worldview. And so it might be costing me, it's costing me to live up to this secular worldview. So that might be an example of just demonic entities or principalities that's ruling. Because on social media, we can get caught up in everybody else's world and what everybody else's drama that's going on. I found myself looking at certain people's pages, watching the drama that they had going on, and I spent so much time doing that I wasn't doing my kingdom assignment. I was so busy. Like, I might spend an hour, 2 hours, or daily going back and forth watching people, seeing what they're doing, getting caught up in what they're doing, and the time that I was spending doing that, I could have been using that time to study on certain messages or just certain information that God was giving me, or setting up appointments or different things like that that had to do or pertain with my kingdom assignment. But because I was so busy, and we all know when it comes to social media what principalities are ruling social media, because we have our women, and not even just our young women, our men, that are getting caught up in human trafficking through social media, people pretending to be one way and getting our young girls out there and capturing our young girls and taking them off to different cities, states, nations, and now they're being prostituted out.
Mm-hmm.
Just so many things that's caught up in social media. So that might
world
be
view.
Yeah, worldview.
Right. And the other thing with this number one high level intercession is you have to remember, you're not, you know, even when our sister, you know, somebody makes us angry,
mm-hmm,
we're not fighting that person, and we want to fight a spiritual battle in the natural. You cannot fight a spiritual battle in the natural. You have to fight a spiritual battle in the spirit realm. And we oftentimes, because women are naturally emotional,
mm-hmm,
we're emotional creatures, so it's easy for us to get into our emotions, and then as a result of us getting into our emotions, we lose focus of our assignment, and we start battling in the natural. So the number one, again, how we the essentials, again, for those who are signing in, we are discussing the 10 essentials needed to fulfill your kingdom assignment. And don't worry if you don't have a pen, but I ask that you write it down, because you might want to jot your own notes. If you don't have a pen, because we will be sending this out upon your request. If you request it, we'll send you a link, and you'll have it. So that one was high level of intercession, and we're talking about spiritual warfare, having a prayer life, intercession. I mean, you have to intercede. You have to intercede on behalf of everything. You got to stand in the gap. You got to be speaking the word over your situations and your circumstances. And so that's the first thing. The second thing, woohoo, spouse on the same page. If you marry, or if you're in a relationship, you engage, you're dating, that person better be on the same page as you. This is what we call in the word unequally yoked. If you going to church and you involved in ministry, and they only involved hanging out with their boys, then you ain't on the same page. And right there is assignment. That's the number one assignment killer. It will kill your kingdom assignment. And the enemy will then take number one and use it against you in number two, because if your mate ain't on the same page, believe me, he is an open vessel to be used by the enemy, and he will be used that will keep you either on your knees or keep you operating out of emotions, out of order. And so before you make a public shift from preaching merely individualistic gospel of salvation to the gospel of the kingdom, make sure your spouse understands the spiritual and social implications it will have on your life. If your spouse is not on the same page with you theologically or teleologically in terms of objective and goal, then the enemy could use this as a wedge and can divide your marriage. It ain't good enough. See, when they spoke about unequally yoked, it was never spoken to sinners. The word of God is for the children of God and to draw people unto God. He's not speaking to the people out in the world, because when he spoke about unequally yoked, most people feel like that means, well, this person's saved and this person's not. That's an obvious. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to two Christians, two believers. They both believe in God, but they're not on the same page. They're on different assignments. One's on assignment and one is not even trying to fulfill their assignment. So that was number two. Spouse on the same page. Did you have something with that?
Well, I would, because unequally yoked also means not of the same mind and mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that the control is over your mind, because when either God is not controlling your mind, but if your thought patterns are on the kingdom minded or your thought patterns are not on kingdom minded, the enemy wants to control your mind so that he can control the choices that you make. He wants to be what causes you. He wants to be the causation of the way that you act. He wants you to react in certain ways by what you're giving your attention to. And so that's what we have to make sure that when we're thinking about unequally yoked, is that person does that person have the same mindset as you? Still, like you said, goes back to number one. If you are so busy thinking about other things, or you're so busy chasing after this person who doesn't have the same mindset, you cannot be busy interceding. You cannot be busy about the kingdom.
Yes.
The kingdom structure in a kingdom life. You have to stay in a place of where you're interceding continuously. But interceding continuously goes back to, what is your mind consisting of?
Yeah,
what is your thought life?
Yeah, it's just
thought,
are you kingdom minded? Because some of us, and that's, let's keep it real, ladies, women of God, some of us are married minded.
Yeah.
All we're trying to do is get married. We're not trying to do God's work. And that's not that's not a condemnation. It's just that some of us, especially in the middle age, some of us that's in our 40s and 50s, we may have been married before and been divorced. We may have been married a couple of times and been divorced, and we at that age. We're in chronological order, because we're at that age where family becomes God, then family. Family becomes important. We're closer towards what we view as the end of our lives than the beginning of our lives. And so we're trying to make things happen. We're trying to settle in. We're trying to get comfortable. We want that mate. And so some of us have forsaken our kingdom assignment for other things, marriage. I've never been married. I'm getting old maid, that term. And so now we start panicking, and we can make bad decisions based on our desperation. And I always say desperation breeds counterfeit. So when we're desperate, it's going to bring in all the counterfeits. The enemy knows what we want. And so he'll start bringing in things that look like what we want. And it might be good things, but not God things, And so we got to be careful with that. We're going to move on to number three, because we got 10 to go, and I really want these ladies to get this information. Number three, humility in the marketplace. I'm going to let Minister LaDon take this, because I think it ministered to her.
It did minister to me, because, one of the things that I think in the kingdom is, again, we're always competing against each other. And I'm not going to label that for everybody. What I'm going to say is that I've encountered a lot of times where either I've found myself competing against someone else or found someone competing against me. I'm going to share my own experiences and not give everybody else an experience that they may not be, they might not be going through. But when I find that when we start competing against each other, especially myself, if I'm competing against somebody, I'm watching what they're doing and trying to do it better. But if I watch what God do, I don't have to worry about doing it better or worse. All I have to do is worry about what God is calling me to do.
Amen.
In the marketplace, we're supposed to be expanding the kingdom. When churches are trying to be better or bigger than another church, and we're not trying to give a leg up to the next church or support the next church, guess what happens? We're one church. We are one body.
Yes.
And so if you're not trying to help another part of the body, you're killing a part of the body. And we're supposed to be enlarging the body. We can't all fit in one building. And there are so many buildings out there. And if we say that, if we proclaim that God has the answer, we need to make sure that all of the buildings, all of the doors stay, all of the doors that are following God. Let me correct that. All of the doors that are God-minded and kingdom-minded, that those doors stay open so that people can come and get help. And so we have to know in the marketplace that it is not about us. It's about God's kingdom. God says in his word, you know, and I'm going to just share this word with us, Mark 12:29-31.
Okay, say that again so that make sure that's Mark.
Mark 12:29-31, and I'm reading from the King James Version. The first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than thee.
You know what? Get out of here. Time out. Look, I'm doing a timeout sign. Okay, that's for somebody, because that was for me. Do you know that I just posted, I just posted that scripture?
No, I didn't know that.
I did, because I was talking about racism yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was late last night, I think wee hours, I was talking about racism. I'm not going to get off track. But in all the laws and everything, that scripture, ladies, read it. It is dynamic, because we're running around here about the Ten Commandments and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Jesus speaking. This ain't Paul, Peter, John. This is Jesus that said this. And that what she just read is not even part of the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
It's not. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So the Ten Commandments was the law that everybody, that we were governed by. And that's what people still live by, that governing of the Ten Commandments. The law. The law. And then Jesus walks onto the scene. And you know, Jesus is going to walk onto the scene and make everybody stop what they're doing and look. And he walked onto the scene and he tells them, it ain't but two things I want you to know, need you to know, and need you to live with. And that is loving God with everything, your whole core. And the second is loving your neighbor as yourself. And it ain't nothing else, no Ten Commandments, nothing else is greater than those two commands that I'm giving you. So he, in essence, he established new commandments.
And you know what the biggest part of that is? The word love.
Love.
That is what we need to get out of all of those scriptures, is the word love.
Loving God and loving itself, loving your neighbor.
And that God is love. And when we go back to Corinthians and we read the book of Corinthians, that's 2 Corinthians, and we read the text on love, that should tell us how we're supposed to operate. And knowing that God is one and we're part of God, we are one with God. God put his Holy Spirit in us so that we can be attached to God. God sent his Son so that the blood can cover us, so that we can be attached to God. We are tearing down the kingdom. We are tearing down the queen of God. We're tearing down God. God is the kingdom.
Exactly. And one of the things you said is, you know, one of the things we all know, what we learned from the time we were little little kids. Some of us didn't even go to church. Our parents may have not even went to church when we were little. But it was one thing that we knew, and we didn't know nothing else about. We might not knew about Jesus back then, but we knew God was love.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word teaches us that God is love. Now check this out. So God is love. So we don't even have to refer to him God as God no more, because it said God is love. So love created us in love's image.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we tell, and I'm, this is ministering to me. So every time I attack verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, my brother or sister, I'm attacking the very essence of God.
Yeah.
Even when they might not act like God.
Yeah.
God is still living in them. When they've accepted, Jesus Christ and they come into the kingdom of God, then they are children of God, and God is living in them. And so we got to really be the again, number three was humility in the marketplace. And so we want to make sure that we're staying humble. And, if some of us, I got to constantly pray in that area, being humble and not being quick to anger. I'm still learning how to love.
And, and when we talk about being humble, it's not saying don't be bold when it comes to kingdom things. It's saying that when it comes to kingdom things, it's not about you. When you're being bold, be bold in the spirit of Christ. Be bold when you're speaking to mountains, be thou removed. Don't go on the scene acting like God called you to do something and he didn't call sister so-and-so to do it, or he called you to do it better, and you're gonna do a better job than Sister Denise because you don't like Sister Denise because she said something to your ex-husband, or she said something to your daughter, and so now you battling with Sister Denise, so you're going to do better. Sister Denise has a blog talk radio, so you're going to make your blog talk radio than Sister Denise's. No, make your blog talk radio the best that it can be because of the kingdom of God and what you're supposed to be doing on kingdom assignment, not because of the flesh and what you're trying to show out in the flesh for.
Could you imagine that we all operated in, just think that if everybody was kingdom-minded and on kingdom assignment, we would have no need for adultery.
No, we wouldn't.
We wouldn't have no need for adultery. We would have no, as Betty Wright put it, we would have no need for the clean-up woman.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah.
We wouldn't none of this stuff. And we've been hearing things like this. I was thinking about that. From the Marvelettes all the way to Betty Wright to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of them that produce some song that's really keeping us off of kingdom assignment.
Uh-huh.
Talking about something that is just so that's so irrelevant.
Yeah.
It has no validity to where what our assignment is. So now, ladies, we're going to move to number four. And this is just so good. This is so rich. I'm sitting up here. I got a beer bone. I got my knife in one hand and my fork in the other hand. And I am grubbing, okay? I'm just feeding. I'm grubbing, And so the next one is number four, and it's strong connections to local church leadership. We're not going to take a lot of time on this. But basically, your local church is the only entity on earth that the devil cannot destroy, according to Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 19. Again, that's Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 19. And what you might want to do with number four, strong connection to local church leadership, is put that scripture there so you could go back and kind of study with it. But again, your local church is the only entity on earth that the devil cannot destroy. So it said leaders and ministers who bypass the local church run the risk of not having long-term fruit. So it's important to be decent and in order.
Yeah.
And as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you're a minister or evangelist, or for example, MCB Network,
yeah.
Women to Women, we're on here. We're ministers, ordained ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yet, we have a covering.
Oh, yeah.
And we both have our church, various church homes we go through. Praise Tab in the house.
But my church in the house. Come on, God. Be there. Be square.
So each one of us have our covering, that our leadership that we go and we sit under to get, to get the word, to get corrected, to get guidance. My pastor is very much aware of what I do in my with the ministry that God's called me to. And the one thing I like about my pastor is that he is he's not into warehousing. He's really not into warehousing people. He wants people. He wants people to go out on their God assignments, you know. And he's very much aware of MCB Network. He knows what I'm doing. I keep him in the loop, even when I'm not going to be at church. You know, I love Facebook because it keeps me connected. But even when I'm not going to be at church, especially for more than one Sunday, I always shoot him a message, him and First Lady, and let him know, okay, you know, I'm running. I got stuff I'm doing. I just want to make you aware so that you don't think I've abandoned you. Because they need our support. Our leadership need our support. So we want to...
Especially just to keep on their kingdom assignment. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, because they're on a kingdom assignment, too. The church, him being the pastor of that church, or her, you know, they're on kingdom assignment. And so I want to make sure that... you know, that we're supporting that, and that's where it says number five is have a strong,
covenantal team.
A strong connection to your local church. Number four. So now we're going to number five.
Yeah.
And number five is have a strong covenantal team for support.
And that's what we're doing here on Women for Women. We're saying, let's come together, ladies. Let's be about our kingdom assignment. Let's come together, making sure that. I'm going to make sure that whatever gifts and talents that God has placed inside of me to enlarge the kingdom, that I give it to the kingdom. And I'm going to make sure that when you're a part of our covenantal team, that you do the same, because it's about enlarging the kingdom. Our gifts and our talents are not for ourselves. It's for the kingdom.
Yes.
And we're supposed to be a team of support for each other, because what we are as each other is the body.
Yes, we're love.
Exactly.
We're God.
And so that answers the whole
thing. Yeah. Greater is he in us than the evil in the world. So we are, number five again, was have a strong, you know, just have a strong covenantal team for support. And I believe that God is bringing that. The women that have been placed in my life during my assignment,
mm-hmm.
since I've been on Kingdom Assignment, the women that have, and I can't even call out names because I know I'll miss some, but the women that have been placed in my life, it has been immediate bonding.
Yes.
There has been, I'm talking about immediate.
Yeah.
I've been at my church for six, maybe seven, almost 7 years. My youngest was just turned six when I started going to that church. He's 13. And I've been there all those years, but and I never knew people. I'll see them by face, hey, how you doing, and keep it pushing. It wasn't until I got into Kingdom Assignment, and I know some are listening on that may attend the church that know this for a fact. These are people I've been around. Some of these people I've been around for the last 6 or 7 years in church and never connected. But it wasn't until because I could have easily said, you know what, I don't want to be at that church. Nobody, you know, I'm not making friends with nobody. I'm not connecting with nobody. I don't want to be there. I'm going to go down the street to another church and check it out. And guess what? I would have had the same thing at any other church that I went to, because until I stepped into my assignment and said, yes, Lord, until I was willing to, until I got through processing my pain to get to my purpose in order to begin to receive the promises, and I'm using Thursday, but I wouldn't have been able to. I wouldn't have been able to connect with these mighty women of God who have been strategically placed in my path to be part of this assignment, this kingdom assignment. So make sure you stay connected. Like my homegirl right here that I do the show with, Minister LaDonna, and we keep it real. Me and Minister LaDonna been knowing each other for many, many, many years. I watch her babies be babies who are now young ladies. And me and Minister LaDonna was, before we was ministers, we was homies in the club. We was homies in the club, you know, before we stopped clubbing. You know, so glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This just goes to show, you know, you ain't got to be all stuffy. You ain't got to be all, we are real people dealing with real issues, and we serve a real God.
Amen.
That's what our church says. And that's the reality of it. And we're just trying to, we are trying to just stay on assignment.
Exactly.
Number six, avoid mission drift. And it says with this, because you said, what is that? Avoid mission drift. And it basically says it is inevitable that the more successful you become in your kingdom assignment, the more opportunities will come your way, both in church and marketplace. Many people will want you on their boards and will pull upon you to aid them, and the demand on your time will increase. One of the most important things a leader has to do in order to remain successful is to avoid drifting from their original assignment. Now, this is so key, and I'm going to say that, because let me tell you what this looked like, and you guys will be able to relate. God has given you a dream, vision, and idea, and he has given you, that's your assignment, and he's told you to go forth. According to the great commandment, you know, go forth and let people know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what will happen is you get caught up in church. Now, I'm not talking about the church, because some of our assignments is in the church, while some of our assignments are not. And what will happen is people begin to pull on you. Oh, we need you to do this. And how about you do this? And can you volunteer to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. I'm not saying don't do that. But what I'm saying is be careful you pray and you make sure that that is part of your God assignment, because everything that's a good thing is not a God thing. I'm going to repeat that. Everything that's a good thing is not a God thing. And we always want to get caught up in a good thing, or we'll let people give us a guilt trip about being somewhere or doing something, and we know that God already has something for us. For example, for me, MCB Network, is my God thing. This is a God vision that he's given me stewardship over. And I could think of 1,000 things that I could be doing on a Monday night, Tuesday night, or Thursday night, really. But I am on assignment. And when I'm on God assignment, I can't let any other good thing, no matter how great it is, I can't let those things pull me away from what God told me to do, not what man told me to do or what man's expectations of me are. So just making sure. Do you have something on the mission trip?
Yeah, just really quickly, too. One of the things is I do nonprofit and small business consulting, and one of my clients, I just sat down with her on Sunday, and we were talking about so many different things that she wanted to do, and I just kept pointing back to, is that in alignment with what your original purpose is?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many good things to do, but if it doesn't pertain to this, you're going to lose focus and you're going to be everywhere doing some good things, but you're not going to be doing the excellent thing that God called you to do. You're not going to be able to stay focused on what God called you to do. Let's stay focused on this area. So as things would come up, I just point her back to her purpose, point her back to her assignment. Does that have anything to do with your assignment? Well, it can be related to, but is that part of your assignment?
Yeah.
If you keep looking at what your assignment is, you can dismiss things as they come along because they don't have anything to do with your assignment. You can not try and have so many eggs out there or so many baskets to catch so many eggs in because it's not part of your assignment. And not only will good things come across your way to try and, that can take you off your mission, distracting things will come across your path to try and take you off your mission as well. So watch it when you have different challenges or issues, especially personal challenges or issues, that can begin to control your thought lines. You start focusing in on a challenge or issue that you can't see how big God is and what God is calling you to do over here. So just make sure that you are avoiding being drifting away from your mission.
And that's a good one, because I'm guilty of that. You know, I'm guilty of things going on, you know, business, things going on as an employer, as a mother. I could get so consumed with that stuff that it would begin to drag me from. And then what the enemy does in that, as soon as those things begin to preoccupy your mind, what you'll find is you begin to start questioning.
Oh, yeah.
If the devil will have you thinking, you know what? You ain't ready for this. You know you ain't right. You know you still struggle here. You still do this there. And he'll start playing those mind games with you. Once he gets your mind, then he got you. So that you want to be very careful of. Now we're going to move on to number 7. And then I want to, we got 10, so we're going to try to go through these. And again, if this is so interesting to you, please, all you have to do is hit me up. And send me, what you could do is either inbox me on Facebook, or you could email us at mycoachd.net. Again, that's mycoachd.net. If you send us an email there with your email address or your phone number, if you want to text, and just let us know if you want us to text it or email it to you, we will send you this 10 essentials to your kingdom assignment. Great read. We're just kind of basically covering it. We're not trying to go into a whole lot of details, even though we have, because we really do want to get a chance to open up the lines and get some comments from our listening audience. So number 7 is be motivated by the message and not the money. Ooh, hallelujah. How many of us know people that are in ministry? And I'm not, this is not bad mouth, but I'm just giving, this is the perfect example. What I do when it comes to MCD Network, I don't get paid to do it. Matter of fact, I have to pay out to do it. And I'm passionate about it. I am passionate about seeing people delivered. I am passionate about seeing people whole. For as it pertains to woman, I am passionate about women breaking down the strongholds of that jealousy, covenant type of spirits that keep us in turmoil and chaos. And so I do this because I'm passionate about it. It's my purpose. It's my ministry. It's what I do. It's what I was designed. I was created from the foundation of the world to do exactly what I'm doing. And everything I went through in life, every challenge, every bad choice, everything I went through in life built up to this moment of who Coach D is. And I love it. And so I'm motivated by the message of Jesus Christ. I'm not motivated by money. Now, the money part of this is that if God make a way that this ministry just begin to expand, we need money to keep it going. So if he makes the ministry expand and then he makes ways for us to be able to receive donations or income to keep this ministry growing and expanding, then glory to God. But if he never do, I'm okay, and I'm motivated by the message.
We can move on.
Okay.
I think that was perfect.
Okay, so number 8, that's number 7, be motivated by the message, not money. Number 8, center the message / ministry on Jesus, not on social toast transformation.
And I think that just goes back to everything that we've been talking about is don't be moved by the world, but be moved by God. That, when you center what you're doing on God, that's what's going to expand your territory and keep you unified.
Right. And so basically it says the word of God teaches us that all things were made by Jesus and for Jesus, and all things we do, Jesus alone should have the supremacy. And so we've seen numerous leaders and ministries focus on so much on social, you know, societal influences and transformations. They wound up in humanism, you know, humanitarianism without Christ. And so good things, again, but not God things.
Exactly.
So now we're going to go and move to number 9. And number 9, balance your life with individual renewal. When we start preaching and implementing the kingdom message in our sphere of influence, we begin to see more needs and opportunities than ever before, which can result in work overload. There is no end to social ties and individual needs. So in other words, you have to balance your life. You have to, and you see this with ministers all the time. I've been here, that we could begin, you know, even when you're on assignment. And you know what? If you're out there and you're teaching people about the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're a minister. Whether you've been ordained, you're a minister. You're teaching people about your ministry. You're speaking, ministry, meaning to minister, to speak to, telling people about the gospel of Jesus. And one of the things that happens is if you're not balanced and if you don't take some self time, some me time, you begin to pour out and you're pouring out so much out of your cup becomes empty. And then when your cup is emptied, you're no good to nobody, not even yourself, because you become, it's bound.
It is. My personal coach, I do have a mentor who has been my life coach and inspired me to get into coaching and consulting. But one of the things that she always says, because we teach young people in the ministry that we came out of, is you get in front of the kids and you're teaching them all the kids and you haven't prayed up and you haven't been in worship, and all of a sudden you start bleeding all over the kids. And so what's pouring out all over everybody is you, because you haven't taken the time to make sure that you've been filled up enough in order to pour out.
Right.
So make sure you fill out.
Amen. You ain't got nothing to give. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like the blind leading the blind.
Exactly.
Amen. So, again, number 9 was balance your life with individual renewal.
Stay powered up.
And now we're at 10. Woo! This has been so good. 10, balance work and play.
That's awesome. You know, we have to make sure that we're staying mindful of the kingdom. Now, we don't want the world and we don't want ourselves as kingdom citizens to think that the kingdom, there's no fun in the kingdom, because then that's why people run back to the world. One of the things that I learned is that it's not the drug that people to become addicted to the drugs. It's the want or desire to escape certain things that causes them to become addicted to the drugs.
Amen.
And so when you are in the kingdom, you want to make sure that you are balancing that the kingdom is what allows you to have freedom. Don't get so religious that you're not enjoying all of the gifts of the kingdom, the gifts of being a kingdom citizen. So make sure you're getting that playtime in too, because God is very humorous. He'll bring things across your path that just makes you laugh all day long. He'll bring things across your path that make you shout for joy, and people be like, what's she over there shouting for? Make sure you're taking the time to have fun.
Have fun with life. One of the biggest things you see, Mary covers specifically, and the biggest complaint that a lot of men have, and women too, but a lot of men that's Christian believers complain is that their wife is so heavenly minded that she's no earthly good or whatever that saying is, you know, where she just been got so holy, you know, that their marriage is dying. It's dying. She can't be the wife that she needs to be to her husband because she done got so super spiritual. He might as well buy her a cake, you know. She can be super spiritual. amen. But then also the women's thing, there's women that have men that's in leadership and ministries, pastors and stuff, that they're so busy doing ministry that they forget to minister to their main ministry. And their main ministry is their wife.
Yes,
and they forget to minister at home, their wife and their children. So their wife and children suffer because they're ministering to everybody else. So we want to make sure that there's a balance of work and play. You know, love on your family. Love on your, you know, you got family, and some of us get so spiritual and holy that we don't even want to go around our family to barbecues and stuff and have a good time. Yeah, they may not be doing what you're doing and everything, but just know that you gotta be an example. You gotta be a light in the darkness. And sometimes Jesus was going places that most people didn't want to go. He was hanging out in alleys and the fields and stuff. So sometimes these are the places that God has sent you that you need to go to. And I understand if you don't feel like you're strong enough to go into those environments, then you know, use wisdom. But we really, if you want this information, feel free to email us at the letter W, the number two, at mycoachd.net. Send us your email address and your phone number if you want to text. Let us know what you want, and we will make sure that we get this information to you. Wow, this has just been an amazing show, and I know we wanted to
open up the phones.
And so that's what we're going to do because we got about a few minutes left. So if there's anyone in the listening audience that have a comment on tonight's show, have a question, please dial 1 on your dial pad, and that will let our team know that you have a question or a comment. Again, there's been a wealth of information that's gone forth. Hopefully it hasn't been overwhelming for you. Hopefully it's been very exciting, and you've been able to take this information and you're going to be able to apply it to your life and really see some, you know, some fruit from your assignment. You know, and if you haven't been on assignment and this show really made you really see that you are not lined up to your assignment, my prayer for you would be is that, Father, you know, matter of fact, I'm going to have a prayer. I want to have a prayer for those that's listening in. And, Father, we just thank you for tonight's show. We thank you for the word that went forth. We thank you for the encouragement and the empowerment and the education. We thank you, Father God, that the word has showed us that are we in alignment with our kingdom assignment? Are we doing what you've called us to do? Have we begun to operate and move in the steps that you've ordered for our lives? Father, for each person that's listening on tonight that may not know what their kingdom assignment is, Father, I pray right now that you would give them revelation knowledge of their assignment. Father, that you would lead them in your word to the right scriptures, Father God, that will give them the foundation that they need to be the bouncing board for them to move forward on what you've called them to do. I pray that you will send mature Christian laborers into their pathway, Father, that will minister to them, Lord. Father God, ignite that fire within them right now in the name of Jesus, that they could move forward. We need them. The kingdom needs them. We need them to be in position. We need them to do what they've been called to do, Father. So right now, Father God, we pray for anyone that's listening that is on the fence, not knowing, trying to determine what they need to do, Lord. And Father God, we pray that we would take those 10 essential principles that you've given us for our kingdom assignment, and Lord, we will begin to work them, that we will begin to stand on them, that we will begin to measure them against ourselves and make sure, Father God, that we are in alignment. We thank you for Woman to Woman. We thank you for those that listen and support Woman to Woman. And Father, we pray that we will continue, that you will expand our territory, Father, that other women will learn of Woman to Woman, that we will be willing to tell others the Woman to Woman so we could come together, collaborate together, that we could build each other up and not tear each other down. We thank you, Father God. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. For truly, Father, you are worthy, and it's really all about you.
Yeah, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And again, you know, this show, and caller, any callers that want to press 1 on your dial pad, please do so even while we're talking. But again, this show is about staying kingdom-minded, not tearing each other down in the kingdom. And because we're talking to women and the show is about women, we are specifically speaking to women. And we have just been in a place where the world has taught us to tear each other down. And we have to remember that even spiritually, a lot of times when even our the men of God come to Christ, they come to Christ and know of Christ by us being steadfast in our relationship with Christ. And if we're tearing each other down, we're not focusing on what God has called us to do. We're not focusing on being kingdom-minded. One scripture that I want to share with you guys is John 17, 15 through 22. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that all that may be, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. So God is calling us to be one. And when people see us as one, they can see the glory of God. because, again, we're tearing down the kingdom when we can't come together as one. And because we're tearing down the kingdom, people are unable to see the glory of God.
Mm.
They're unable to see all of what the kingdom is here to operate in doing.
Tainted testimony.
We are tainting our testimony.
Mm.
We're tainting our testimonies, and we don't want to be tainting our testimonies. We want to be out there, and like I said before, when we're bold in Christ, that's the time to be bold. And we can say, move, mountain, and the mountain moved, and people look and they say, oh, you moved the mountain. I didn't move the mountain. God moved the mountain. Just like God moved the mountain using me, he could do it using you. Come on over here. Let me tell you about Jesus.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Exactly. And when we're not kingdom-minded, we're being moved by the world. So when we're looking at each other, competing against each other, that means we're not building in God's way. We're moving according to what the flesh is telling us to do.
Social town.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, amen. Well, we are coming to a close on our show. I want to give people one more opportunity. I just got to have this feeling that there's somebody out there that just needs to say something or need prayer. You know, if you need specific prayer for your assignment, you know, or you have a question or a comment on tonight's show, I'm going to ask you one more time to dial 1 on your dial pad. That will let our team know that you have a question or a comment. If not, we want to thank you for tuning in tonight to Woman to Woman. We love and appreciate each one of you so much. We don't know you're all personal. We don't, you know what your journey is. Some we don't know what your assignment is, but we know that I know that I'm on assignment to love you, to wholeness, to love you, till you're able to walk in the assignment that God has given you. And I appreciate you. I love my sisters. And if you enjoyed tonight's episode, please, please grab your sisters, your cousins, your girlfriends, your neighbors, and have them join you. This is, you know, join you on Tuesday nights. You know, we all used to grab our girlfriends, make those calls. Y'all know what we used to do on Wednesday nights for lady nights when we was out there in the world. We was hitting those clubs, and sometimes we'd be 5-6 deep going to a club on ladies night. So we were saying, grab your girls and listen in. Connect them to something that's going to edify them and that's going to help your relationship. Because if they get this in them, then you ain't going to have to worry about them stabbing you in the back. You ain't going to have to worry about them trying to come to your house and sleep with your man when you're not there. You're not going to have to worry about that if you're pouring good substance in them. We do have a caller, area code 909-8878 is the last 4. Welcome to Woman to Women.
Well, hello, ladies. I just wanted to honor you for an edifying and empowering broadcast. I thank you for the points that you shared on being kingdom-minded. Quite a few of them were reminders and just really stood out. One that was a great reminder, are you unequally yoked and don't drift from your mission. Love it. Great job. I wanted to encourage you both on your journey, and to stay close to your mission. Continue to do what God has called you to. Enjoyed your broadcast.
Thank you, Coach Adams. And, oh, Coach Adams actually has a workshop that's coming up this Saturday. Coach Adams, can you speak on that?
Oh, I would love to, and I thank you so much, Coach D, for the opportunity. This Saturday, January the 23rd, we are coming together for 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams. If you are looking to get greater results in your life and you're ready to move to the next level, you definitely want to get a seat. We have limited seats still available, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You can visit my website at coachadams.com or give a call to 310-289-2101. 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams this Saturday, January 23rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you so much for your support, Coach D.
And if anybody missed that number or missed the website, please go ahead and just tag us or contact us on Woman to Woman. I do want to share, you heard me mention earlier in the show when I was saying, well, my personal coach this and my personal coach that, that is the woman who has coached me and really just deposited so much into my life, and I would not be the woman that I am today, doing the things that I am doing today, empowering others, had it not been for the deposits that she made into my life. So if any of you are out there and you're itching and burning to get that kingdom assignment out of you, please make sure you're contacting us for those extra seats, those few extra seats that are still available.
And what I would like to do, MCB Network does have a ticket, and what I would like to do is I would like to give away that ticket. So how I'm going to do this, because I'm not sure who's all on the call and what areas you're calling from, but if you are in the Los Angeles area and you are available this Saturday from the hours again, Coach Adams?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 4 hours of power.
From 10 a.m. to 2, if you could take 4 hours of your life this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to be a part of this, then we would like to bless you with a ticket. Now, I might get a couple of people that hit me up, but the best way I'm going to be able to do this is shoot me a personal message, and the first one that shoots me a personal message, and please only message me if you are serious, because somebody, I don't want somebody else to miss the blessing if you're not serious. But if you are serious and this is something that you would like to attend on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Los Angeles, then please hit me up, either text me, email me, inbox me, and let me know, and I have a ticket for you. This is going to be extraordinary. I tell you, that's a blessing, because people, if you knew what people are paying for 4 hours of coaching.
Oh, yeah.
If you knew, if you could Google, if you know what, I'm sorry, I got somebody, the ticket is gone, everybody. The ticket is gone.
And Coach D,
yes.
I was waiting for the appropriate time. I know you have a ticket that you're selling. Coach Adams and the Pearl team, we would like to sew a ticket as well. So if you have someone else that's interested, that is our gift in sewing into your vision, we want to bless your audience. So we have one other ticket that we'll give away. Contact Coach D, and we'll make that happen for you.
Amen. And I'm just going to share one more time. This woman is very powerful. I now am the host of 2 radio shows, getting ready to start a worship radio show as well, have my own business, and so and just growing continuously in all of the gifts and talents that God has given me, and she has so very much to do with it. Spending your 4 hours, investing that 4 hours in yourself and in your assignment, you'll be excited that you did it. And this wasn't planned. I want everybody to know this wasn't planned, but this is an awesome, this is about being kingdom-minded, so this is an awesome blessing that says when you stay kingdom-minded, the things of the kingdom will come to you. You don't have to chase things. They'll come to you. So,
amen. So thank you, Coach Adams, for sowing that seed. I know we do have, I believe we, I'm a confirm, but I believe I do have one person that has texted me in reference to Saturday, so I'll be giving you a call. And we got one more ticket, so if you want to send me a text or inbox, and we will be announcing the winners. We will announce the winners on our Woman to Woman page on Facebook. We will announce that winners tomorrow morning, or tomorrow we'll let, announce the winners. And we really appreciate you all. We thank you so much for just engaging with us. We want to be entangled with you, so we thank you for being entangled with us on Kingdom Assignment on Woman to Woman. So we just ask that you join us again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Woman to Woman, and then on this Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, join us for Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. We got a hot subject for all you single people especially, because we're going to be speaking on celibacy, what it is and what it's not. Is celibacy a celebration or a curse? So join us at 7 p.m. this Thursday on Processing the Pain. And then on Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have Relentless Pursuit with Philandis Harris and Tamika Sanders. And join these ladies as they really go beyond religion and traditional and color line to speak to the generation 18 to 34. They're doing an awesome job, and God is really using them to minister to that age group. So if you have a young adult that really need to get some real word, practical principles unto perception, have them join Monday Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, we thank you and have a blessed night.